Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
In today's program, we look at colon cancer, where we'll highlight symptoms, causes, and treatment for the disease. I'm Prince Moore. Stay with us. Colon cancer is cancer of the large intestine or colon, the lower part of your digestive system.
Colon cancer is a general terminology used for any cancer that arises from the colon or rectum. Essentially, what happens is that the normal cells within the colon or rectum would divide or multiply with regulation. So when these cells start to multiply unregulated, they also have the ability to grow in the surrounding structures and the ability to spread to other organs. And that's essentially what colon cancer is.
Surgical oncologist at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Patrick Roberts. Signs and symptoms of colon cancer may include a change in bowel habits, including diarrhea or constipation, or a change in the consistency of your stool. Other symptoms may include rectal bleeding or the presence of blood in your stool.
Common symptoms would include abdominal discomfort, the constant feeling of wanting to pass stool, and even after passing stool, feeling as if you're not completely evacuated, weakness and fatigue. That could be a sign of a cancer being there and it is bleeding slowly, which is leading to anemia. Or unexplained weight loss. Now, these symptoms can be associated with other conditions as well. It doesn't necessarily mean that if someone has these symptoms, they have colon cancer, but we wouldn't want people to be having these symptoms and to be at home without getting attention for them.
Dr. Roberts says in most cases, the cause of colon cancer is unclear. However, there are some conditions associated with the disease.
You can have precancerous growth in the colon, which essentially you can get swelling of the inner lining of the colon, and these things are called polyps. And normally, these can go on to form colon cancer. You also have some genetic conditions, meaning you can get abnormal genes from your parents, and these abnormal genes are associated with colon cancer.
There are certain factors which can increase your risk of colon cancer. These include
low fiber diet. You know, we encourage patients to increase the fiber intake, and you know, that can be associated with numerous health benefits, and colon cancer prevention is just one of them. A high fat diet is a risk factor for colon cancer as well. Obesity, smoking, alcohol, all of these are associated with colon cancer.
Other risk factors include old age and family history of colon cancer and colon polyps. Treatment for colon cancer may include surgical operation as well as chemotherapy and radiation.
The treatment for colon cancer can be divided into treatment of the colon, where it is arising from, and a systemic treatment as well, which means no medication to cover other parts of the body, because as I said earlier on, cancer has the ability to spread. The treatment of the colon, wherever the cancer is arising from, that's normally surgical, assuming that this is a person with a candidate for surgery. So it would involve going in and resecting that portion of the colon. Depending on where it is coming from, we may combine this with chemotherapy and radiation. Also, depending on how advanced the cancer is. So we talk about a multimodality approach. It's not just surgery, but surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation therapy. It doesn't mean that everybody with colon cancer will need to have chemotherapy, nor everybody with colorectal cancer will need to have radiation. It's dependent on how advanced this disease is.
Surgical oncologist at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Patrick Roberts. That's it for this edition of Healthline. To hear this and other JIS radio programs, go to jis.gov.jm/radio. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Prince Moore, reminding you to stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.